The Carnegie Museum of Natural History's collection of plant specimens is housed in rows of tall, dusty metal filing cabinets on the building's upper floors. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Jacob Lazaro explains why these specimens are headed online.
Collection manager Bonnie Isaac says the process for giving researchers access to one of the museum's more than half a million plant specimens is inefficient.
Currently, we have to mail specimens to people, and they can be damaged in the mail.
Digitization, Isaac says, will make the collection more accessible to researchers and the public. The museum is adding its specimens to an online herbarium, which already contains the collections of hundreds of organizations from across North America. About one-third of the museum's specimens will be digitized with high-resolution photographs. Think Google Images for plants. They're focusing on species collected in Pennsylvania and neighboring mid-Atlantic states. Postdoctoral research fellow Mason Heberling says computers can also analyze the vast library of images and spot patterns humans can't, such as how leaf size has changed through time.
Which would be very difficult to do with this number of specimens with, you know, old school ruler and calipers, but being able to do so digitally, being able to zoom in and look at even hairs on the leaves.
Isaac says the project will take about 3 years. The first of the museum's images will be available online in August. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Jacob Lazaro.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.